Shir Chavches, 28th Shir Gittin, Zayin Kislev, Heitov Shalom, Atest, December 7th, 1978, and Thursday.
Now, I also discuss the Rambam Shita. Now, what Rav says, not everything that I mentioned in the Rambam is mentioned in Chiddush HaAdlis. Now, so Teisves here only mentions the Shita of Hametam. It doesn't mention any other Shita. The Shita of Hametam is that the mezuzah. We saw that there is a certain variance in Teisves, in this Teisves and in other Teisves. So, and one here Teisves mentions Veimer Hametam b'tfilin libo yesir tutal kol shita v'shita. Aval eis yesir tutachas l'mayr tach kam shita. So he only mentioned Sirtut Lemayo. But at the end he says, Dalet Sirtuti, Lemayo Lemato Mizor. Dalet Lemayo Lemato Mizor. Now, here Teisves doesn't say in regard to Dalet Kesvi, Dalet in Kesvi, that it requires an old foresight. So as far as this Teisves is concerned, we could say that Teisves only requires four Sirtuti, that is in Sivator, but in four words not. But Teisves in Seite mentions in the name of Hametam that not only are four Sirtuti required in a Sivator, but it's required also when you cite the posik of the of Kisvei HaKedesh. So you have to make four Sirtuti. In other words, let's say you have one line, you cite the posik, you write the posik. So I see it here, I see it here, I see it here, and I see it here. I'm all for that. So the question arises, how is it that Teisves at first just mentions Sir Tutachas and Mairo, and then Teisves mentions Dalet Zetuti? Apparently, there is a reason for it. There is a reason for it. In other words, there are two separate reasons as to why we require a Sir Tutachas and Mairo, and as to why we require four Sirtuti. And that's the reason as to why Teisves at first just mentions Sirtut Achas L'Mayro, and then at the end he says, Dalet Sirtuti Milmayro Lomato Mishnei Azorim. So as far as this Teisves is concerned, that we could say that when is our four Sirtuti required, Milmayro Lomato Mishnei Azorim, when the whole sheet is Kisvei HaKedesh, like in Sivator. Mashinkin, when you write a letter to someone, and then you quote the posik. So it's not the whole sheet. So then, you only have to write one Sirtut L'mayro. That's all. L'mayro. Even though you could make four Sirtutin on that line itself, but that is not required. We could say this in regard to this Teisves. But Teisves in Seite says, Beferish. Aber am Tampirich, in Seif Nach Yudayim und Beis, hode am Gimel Shomish in Ketzvin, heine in Lysirte Klau, aber im Sirte, bidalet Peis Agilien, auch bide Loi Sirte, 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 bin Shit Shito, Choshev Sirte, apiro in Sirte. So it's mashma that not only Ligabi Bato, but even Ligabi Dalet in Ketzvin, bidalet Peis Agilien, he also required Positively. It's true that you could explain it, you could say that Teisves in Seite, when he mentions Positively in Ligabe, a quotation of the Posik, has referenced the case where you fill up the whole sheet, the whole page with Psuki. Sometimes, you know, you quote a number of Psuki and you fill up the whole sheet, so the whole page. So then you have to miss out it. And the reason as to why here he says just Milo, because in case where you write only one posik and you don't fill up the whole sheet, not, but it's not Mistaba that this is Teisves Shite. The Pashas Haloshin of Teisves in Sefer Daf Yud Zayin is that even if you write just three words, according to Rabbi Yitzchok, so you have to be misalted with Dalit Uchis, not just Milmayo. So the question of us is, how is it that at first Tesis just mentions Milmayo, and then he mentions Now, let's see the Tesis in Seite. What does Tesis in Seite say? Now, Tesis in Seite is Tzikash. Again, more in Seite, the more says in Seite, that Megillah Seite, because we geras ipsulo, Seite on Rachmane. So, as is, igeras means lo ishiatu. So, the Megillah Seite is possible. So Tesis is Likashe, why do we have to resort to a special Tzirzakos of Biseita? That without Shirtut, that it requires Shirtut, even without a special Tzirzakos. All of Kisvadirish requires Shirtut. Even four words require Shirtut. So Midula Seite, so many words, certainly require Shirtut. Certainly require Shirtut. So Tesis gives it targets. Tritz, Ilav Mishum Mikre Seifer. If not for the special Zasakosim of Seifer, Havamine Abogab the Osel Lichte Biloisir Tut, Hamigila Atzmo in the Psu, Komashlo on the Psu. So that's because, as far as the general, in other words, what Tesis is saying, that the general din of Dalet in Kesvin only implies a Chiyu to be misaved. When you write Kisvah Kedesh, even with quotation, a tzitut of Kisvah Kedesh, not Kisvah Kedesh Mamos, just a tzitut, a quotation, from Kisvah Kedesh, you have to be misaved. It's a chiyu benisa, but it does not affect the kedusha. It does not affect the kedusha of Kisvah Kedesh, according to Tesis. Masha'imke, by Midrash Seite, so it's possible. So it's Alochem Yuchedes, by Seite, that it's possible. And according to that Roshim Tesis, so we can also answer the kashe that Tesis asks, how is it Gemara says mitzuchot b'zulatzrichas chiyot, and feel not, but why is tefillin gerua than four words? The answer is einochanamik. Tefillin is not gerua than kisvah kedush, but as far as the general theme of siyotut. So that only implies a nisa, a chiyuv to be misadit. But it doesn't affect the kedusha. It doesn't imply that it's not kosher, that it's possible. Masha'im kein, by mezuzah, so mezuzah is possible. And by tefillin, mitzad the mitzvah and the nisa, he have to be misadit, but the tefillin is kosher. But the tefillin is kosher. Alright. So this is, we could say that. Now then, and by mezuzah it's possible. So it says, Aber gab die Bishas Ksine Kosa Bisure, Yangile Kshere Behochelo. So he says, Tesis has a sock. Tesis and Saint has a sock. One thing is it considered as a double portion by Tesis and Saint. That Lechat Chile, you have to be misalted before you write. Not after you write. You have to write a line before you write. So if you, let's say, you wrote without Tzirkut, and then you only started it, so then you acted already did. But the question is, suppose by Megillah Seite, so if it is, let's say by Megillah Seite or by Mezuzah, suppose he wrote it, and he was misalted after the Ksiva of the Parashir, is it kosher or it's not kosher? In other words, so we see there are two alochas of Siyotut. There is one aloha of Siyotut, let's say, by Mezuzah and by Midrasite that affects the hersher of the Mezuzah and the Midrasite. And then there is another aloha that lechatchila you have to be misal. So one thing is clear, that lechatchila you have to be misalting before the ksive of the parsha. But suppose you did write the parsha without zirtu, then you are misalting. Is it kosher or it's possible? So Tesis doesn't say anything. So he says, the old Amun of Akim is Rabbi, Uvim Gile, Hilchas and Mizuz et Srihosir, to Pablo it feel, Niva de Hochi Hilchas, Gmir, they will resolve it feel, the only thing or hell, what the post, Pablo it feel, the only Mitzel in Kosovo is here to see it, Miu Zorich, resolve it, which in the also lift the Lysir to, in Kinhode Maxi also, we hold it feel, Shebolo in Isim and Mizuz, she may read Nisim to Shakmur to Shakalo, Tyler in the reading, I will see you to blow him, Shantanoi, he have a motel in Sartu, have a motel name of Shototi, El Shmamino. The Ochet Mirror, the only motel in Sartu. So the Tetzer says that according to this Chittis of Shem, that the Aloch of Stein case, in Shomish case, in Moshomish case, in Arbain case, is only in Lachatrile, but it doesn't affect the Hersha. It doesn't affect the Hersha. Masha'im can hear by Nikrasete, so it's possible. So according to that Chittis of Hashemi, we should say by Tfilm doesn't require seer to it for the Hersha. It's kosher the Tfilm even without it. But we have to be misaltate like all Kisrakis. So then he has the Kashi, then the Seer of Hashemi. Why does the Gemara ask time in Meridi? How Meridi is anything? What we use it's a shiotut and tfilm is inzloch a shiotut. So it's a riot that tfilm doesn't require shiotut altogether. Because if tfilm requires the chatzil a shiotut, so the mele, we can understand this why the price says that the reason is why you cannot convert tfilm into mizuzah is because of emerim b'shachmol b'shachalo. If not for the aloch emerim b'shachmol b'shachalo, you'll be able to convert. So it's a riot from this gemore negative shiotut a shiotut. But anyway, this taste says, Taisa says that according to this Shittas Rishayim, according to this Shittas Rishayim, so there are two aloches. One is a nisa, and the mitzvah. In other words, a mitzvah to be misartit when you write this vakeidesh, a nisa to write this vakeidesh without tzirkut. But it doesn't, and that applies to all this vakeidesh, and even to a quotation from this vakeidesh. And then there is a psul. By mezuzah it's possible. So then Taisa mentions Rabbi Tam Shiteh. And then, so the Rametam says that tzirtut without a pesa genyeni, that is required. So he says, al hashli shleim ahode yitzrichen tzirtut by tfilm, hayne bin asiki, avo without a pesa yitzrichen tzirtut. You will agree. That's Rabbi Tamshi. Then he says, "Miu l'pirushay yekom to Rabbi Tamsteret loytireit ma'ikli meima gabi miglaseit et psulo bilo yisirtut kim dat mitzivateiru sagle bisirtut le'arba peis." So he says, "According to Rabbi Tam, the kasha remains. Why does the Gemara mention a special tzarakos of biseita?" That Mikula Seita requires Sirtut. And why? Because the Torah says Seita. So we learn it out from Sivatov. Just as Sivatov requires Sirtut. So the Mele, so Mikula Seita also requires Sirtut. But the question is, Sivatov, according to Ramatam, there is no special aloha by Sivatov. Sivatov requires Sirtut because all of Kisvakirish requires Sirtut. And he posit from Kisvakirish. Not at Kisvatov. A posit forwards from here, from Tehillim, requires Sirtut. So according to Ramatam, there is no special aloha of Sirtut by Sivatov. But there is a general principle that Sirtut, Midalet, Zdodi, is required by all Kisvakirish. Siva Torah too, Siv Tfil too, a Pasik of Kisvaki Mish too. But by Mizuzah there is a special Allah, Allah Lemishim Sinai, that the three times apply a seal to Dabol Shita Mishito. So the question is, so how, according to Rametam, the Kashi is, why does the Gemara say, Bisei Perom Rachmone, so just the Siva Torah requires seal to. So here, Migla Seite also requires seal to. But Siva Torah doesn't require any more siyatut than any Kislak Edesh, than any posik in Kislak Edesh. So without the posik of Seifer, I would know that Megillah Seite contains, consists of so many psukim, so it requires siyatut according to the Talmud. So it does, Tesis doesn't give a chance. Now, I think that this kashi against the Talmud, we can very easily answer. Now, the previous Tesis, not the previous, but the Tesis on top, on the same top. So he mentions in Yerushalmi, Tesis in Seita Dafizayim on the base, in the first Tesis there, which is a hemshech of the Tesis that began on Amdala. So Tesis mentions in Yerushalmi. He says, Yerushalmi says as follows. Reblevi Barsise, Boye Kamei Rebbe, Migila Seite Maush Itame Yaseyodai. Now the halacha is that Kisvakim is Itame Yaseyodai. That's also one of the Yitzchaz Dabar. So the Chachamim were gazing here that if somebody touches Kisvei HaKedesh, so his Yodayim becomes Shishen Ritum. Why were the Chachamim gazing at that? Because people use to hide Eichle Truma together with Kisvei HaKedesh, because Zekedesh is Zekedesh. So what happened? So there was a Bizoi Kisvei HaKedesh, because the mice were attracted to the Eichle Truma, so the male, they handled the Kisvei HaKedesh to the mice. So because of that, in order to deter people from putting Kisvei HaKedesh near Truma, to prevent the Bizoi Kisvei HaKedesh, so the Chachomim were misakin, that's one of the Yechaz Dovah. So the Chachomim were misakin that if somebody touches Kisvei HaKedesh, so his Yodayim become Shein Rituma. So the melee won't be able to handle Truma. So the melee that put a stop to the putting of Kisvei HaKedesh together with Truma, together with Truma. Anyway, that was the Takonis Chacham, that Kisvei HaKedesh in Tavis Yedah. So Rabbi Yibar Sise required for Yitame Rebbe, Migila Seite Maush in Tavis Yedahim. Is Migila Seite in Tavis Yedahim. Omale Arizu Shail. That's a Shail. Doesn't know. Of a Rabbi Yisi, in a shayla. Rabbi Yisi was patient. Klum gozo ala svorim shei tamo es edayim, loy mitne gishoson, vizu im chitem mitno. Is loy tzriche, the worry, hoy im lidu im chitem. So Rabbi Yisi said, it's a dover poshut, that Megillah Seite is not in tamo es edayim, because it's in idli mochit. So what's the logic? Well, the logic is very simple, because if it's immediately mochik, it's a koyer of Dushis Kisvakidish. If it's immediately mochik, it's a koyer. In other words, it's written to be mochik. So the mele, it's a koyer of Dushis Kisvakidish. If it's written to be mochik, so it's a koyer of Dushis Kisvakidish. So the mele, it's not in Tamas Yadayim. So the mele, with that Yerushalmi, we can answer the kasha against Ramatam. According to Ramatam, there is a general principle requirement of siyatot by all kisvakidish, sifatayre, tefillin, everything, and even a posik of kisvakidish, even a posik, four words of kisvakidish, so also requires siyatot. But that's based upon the kedusha of kisvakidish, and even though I mean four words of Kisvei HaKedesh do not have Dushas Kisvei HaKedesh, because the halacha is, the Mishnah says in Yodayi, that only Sivatira Shebolo V'nishtayim and Pehei Eitzies, V'parashes V'ahit Nisei Ahore. So then it's Mitam Es Yodayi. So in other words, there is a minimum to have the Dushas Kisvei HaKedesh of Pehei Eitzies, and four words do not have Pehei Eitzies. So as the Miri says, so we can say as the Miri says, Midirai says, so Kisvei HaKedesh Mamish requires Sirtut. But just four words, it does not have Dushas Kisvei HaKedesh, don't require Sirtut. But Midrabonon, as the Miri says, so Ligadei Sirtut, so Midrabonon, even four words have Dushas Kisvei HaKedesh. Ligadei Sirtut. That was the Takanos Chacham. So there is one general principle that Kisvei Achilus requires Siyatut. Memele Sivatira requires Siyatut. Tfilin requires Siyatut, the Kol Ramadan. And that Siyatut that is based upon the Kedusha of Kisvei Achilus only implies a Siyatut and forced on, not al Kol Shor Rishon. Then there is a special aloha. Then there is a special aloha of mezuzah that requires Siyatut al Kol Shor Rishon. Now the Kashe, but the Kashe is against Rav Natan. So Sefer Torah doesn't require any special Siyatut. It's only the Siyatut of Kisvei HaKedesh, Midal Tzedakah. So why do we need the special posuk of Gabi Midal Tzedakah? That it requires Siyatut. It requires Siyatut Midal Tzedakah. It couldn't require Siyatut al Kol Shiteh Mishiteh. Because, B'Sefer Amrachmane, so it couldn't be more chomor than Sefer Torah. And Sefer Torah itself, according to Rav Natan, only requires Midal Tzedakah, not al Kol Shiteh Mishiteh. So, as far as Siyatut Midal Tzedakah is concerned, so here too, we without the posuk, because of all this lackadaisy, the answer is, the general Hiluch Nameh, the effect of this Zeras HaKosov is that Megillah Seiter requires Siyatut Midal Tzedakah, because since it's based upon the fact that it says B'Sefer, and Sefer Torah itself doesn't require Siyatut more than Midal Tzedakah. But why do we need a special pasuk? Because without a special pasuk, I would say Sefer Torah requires Siyatut Midal Tzedakah. Kisvei HaKedesh in general requires Siyatut Midal Tzedakah. But that requirement is grounded in the Kedusha Kisvei HaKedesh. But Megillah Seiter is mufke of Kedusha, because it's nitnui mochet. So Memele, it should require Siyatut. So that's a special Zeras HaKosov, B'Sefer Amrachmane, even though the general requirement of Siyatut is grounded in the Kedusha Kisvei HaKedesh, and Megillah Seiter that is nitnui mochet is mufke of Kedusha, Kisvei HaKedesh, but it's a special aloha that it requires the same Siyatut as Sefer Torah. Even though by Sefer Torah it's based upon the Kedusha, and by Megillah Seiter does not have Kedusha, but it doesn't make any difference. That's the Zeras HaKosov. So in other words, so the Ramatam is not. Alright. Now let's return to the first shita that Tesis mentions, not Ramatam shita. So the first shita that Tesis mentions is Shita Sarshenu, treats that there are two alochas of Siyatut. In other words, one aloha of Siyatut is a misa, but it doesn't affect the hersha. It's not possible. And that is said applies to all this Vakedesh, even to a quote, a citut of this Vakedesh. But then by Mizuzah it's possible, and by Midal Seiter it's also possible. And that's why the Gemara has to resort to a special posik of B'Sefer Amrachmane, that Midal Seiter requires Siyatut, because without Siyatut, it will not even be Beidik, it will not even be Beidik the issue. Also, then this is a sekashe against that chite. So according to that chite, it should follow that film, truth, film is not subject to the same requirement as mezuzah. Mezuzah is subject to a special requirement of siyotot in the hersha, but film is not subject to this requirement that it's possible. But the hatrila, like all kisvei HaKedesh, it should require. Like all Kisvei HaKedesh, it should require Siyatut. So then why does the Gemara say, on the price, Gemara has the Kashi on the price, said, Tfilm Shebol, when he's in the Mezuzah, Shnei Sim, Yidushak Murol, Yidushak Halo, in the Lidim, Yidushak Murol, Yidushak Halo, that's the Gemara, the Kashi, Tani, in the Lidim, Hom, the Lidim, in the Lidim, of being married, of lowering the level of Dushi. So then it would be alright to convert film into mezuzah, but film doesn't require Siyatut, and mezuzah requires Siyatut, so you couldn't convert anyway. But according to the Shita Sarishenim, that film doesn't require Siyatut in the Hersha, but L'chatrili does require Siyatut. So what kind of a kasha putting more ways? So the Vaisa says that the reason as to why we cannot convert film to mezuzah is because of a meridim, but on meridim, we certainly would be able to convert. So because of that, Tesis rejects that she is Hashem, but the Ramban gives a certain tarot, even though the Ramban doesn't follow the Shita of Rabbanu. doesn't mention the shita, but the Ramban gives it that, and the Ramban says that that film doesn't. The Ramban says that film does not require sirtut altogether. Tfilum does not require sirtut altogether, even though all of Kisvei HaKodesh require sirtut. So the Ramban even says the reason is why. You see that not like Rabbatan from the Yerushalmi, that Sefer Torah does require Siyatut, and all Kisvei HaKodesh require Siyatut, even for words of Kisvei HaKodesh require Siyatut. So Efshar Eima Amidom Rachmona Mizuzo Tzricho Michal Bitfil Loi Tzricho Vim Keima Im Keim Rachmona Aloche Bitfil Yesh Loshi Ine Mra Aloche Bitfil Moshe Yitzrichon Siyatut Toi Zim Akabachim Mizuzo Shil Zor Kalome Im Tichone Mra Aloche Mizuzo Tzricho Siyatut U Michal Zetfil Loi Tzrichon Siyatut. So he says, Inach Nam, all Kisvei HaKodesh require Siyatut. But, so Tfilum should also require Siyatut. So there is a special Aloch HaLemeshim Sinai that Tfilum have. Where is that Aloch HaLemeshim Sinai? This Aloch HaLemeshim Sinai that says that Mizuzah requires Siyatut, so tells us that Tfilum doesn't require Siyatut. And Mizuzah requires Siyatut not because of a special Aloch HaLemeshim, because of all Kisvei HaKodesh. But Tfilum, so Tfilum should also require Siyatut because of all Kisvei HaKodesh. So there is, so that's the special Aloch HaMashim Sinai. Only Mizuzah, but Tfilum not. Then, that's one Losh. And then he says, another Losh. Oyd Efshaloyimah, She Tfilum Hu Mizuzah, so that is similar to the Rambam Shem. But it's not like the Rambam, completely. Oyd Efshaloyimah, She Tfilum Hu Mizuzah, Kim Shul Nitoli Tuchis Ben, Min Adin Tzrichan Siyatut. Aber das war der Ushor Asvorin, schon nicht nur die Kores ben, die ich bin sauber an Schito ist, wie auch uns kehren ben, wie als sie alle kommen, ich bin Sinai, wie zirich und Schirr, tut uns zu sehen. Aber die Tfilin, wie die noch nicht, wie zirich und Schirr, tut klar, schon nicht nur die Kores ben, aber mich hup in den, und nun in Beira, und vor in Begidung, 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 schon nicht schon nicht für den Klar. So like the Hammer, but, the Rambam applies it only to Tfilum, but Mizuzah not. Mizuzah not. So we explain the Rambam, because Mizuzah does not have to be mechupet. Mizuzah does not have to be mechupet. As a matter of fact, the Groshite is, in Maizarab, that the proper thing is to pose the Mizuzah on the post. To set up the Mizuzah on the post. Not in the case. Not in the case. There's the proper thing in Yerushalayim. There are many who are made like the Shita Sakho. The Rambam says that you do put it in the case. But when the Rambam says you do put it in the case, it has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Mizuzah. It has to do with Kovet. It has to do with Kovet, because in the Bais, you have all kinds of Tashmish Yecheil, so out of Kovet for the Mizuzah, so the proper thing is to cover it. To cover it. But it certainly is not, it has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Mizuzah, that it should be covered. It has to be in the chuppah, in the body. It has to be encased in the body. So in the melee, it's moved off siyatut. So how did we explain the Shittas HaRambam? Because that the Shittas HaRambam means that siyatut, as Ravon says, ki atzmo shal teira, ki teira atzmo. In other words, siyatut is a requirement, not in Kisvei HaKodesh, but in teira shebichsav. So in Mele, it's a requirement not only in Kedusha Sifato, in Teiro Shebichsav. But Midrasester, the Mishol of Emes, implies that Midrasester is also a chetz of Yosher Chassar. Nevi'im Iksumim are not to Yosher Chassar. They are Tirash about Peh, essentially. But they are literally causing the Tirash Kisrakimish. But in the Torah, in the chetz of Torah, it's a chetz of Yosher about Peh, not to Yosher Chassar. But Vashayinke, Midrasester is a chetz of Yosher Chassar. And Tziotot is a requirement in Yosher Chassar. So, since it's Mechupeh, so it's Muftio to Shiach the Yosher Chassar. Not of Kisrach Kedesh, but just of the Yosher Chassar. With the Yosher Chassar. Because Teiro, in order to be the Yosher Chassar, it must be in the limit. And since it's not in the limit, you cannot be limit. So it's Muftio of the Chalation Torah. Yosher Chassar, if it's not in the limit. But Mizuzah is not Muftio of the Yosher Chassar. Mizuzah is not Muftio of the Yosher Chassar. And on the contrary, mizuzah, in order to be kosher and mizuzah, it must be a chetz of the Yosher Chassar. Tfil not. Why tfil not? Because there is a fundamental distinction between tfil and mizuzah. Mizuzah consists exclusively of a parasha of Torah. What else do you have in mizuzah, besides the parasha of Torah? What the case? So the Gemara says it's not even the proper thing to put it in the case. And even according to the Rambam, that the proper thing is to put it in the case, it's only Machmas Kovet. It's only Machmas Kovet, because in the bias there are all kinds of tashmishi. But so mizuzah in its essence consists only of the parsha of Torah. So mainly, in order to be mizuzah of Sheiro, it must be a chetz of Torah Shemasa, because that is the essence of mizuzah, a parsha of Torah. Mashein King Tefillin, so Tefillin consists not just of parshas. Parshas, Batim, Ritzues, and they are all united into a Heft of Tvil. I mean, the Parshas of Tvil, if they are not encased in the Batim, and they're not, so they're not Tvil. So in other words, when does it become a Heft of Tvil? When you combine the Parshas and the Batim and the Ritzues. Now, the Batim certainly are not a Heft of Torah. The Batim are not a Heft of Torah. So only the Batim and the Ritzuyas are not the Chetz of Torah. So the Mele, even the Parshas does not have to be the Chetz of Torah. And since the Halacha is that it has to be the Chuppah, so it's Mufke of Torah, of the Kedusha of Teiro Shebechsar. But it's not Mufke of Kisvei HaKedesh. It's not Mufke of Kisvei HaKedesh. So the Mele, this is the Rambam Shita. The Tziotut is a requirement in Teiro Shebechsar. There's that. Masheik in the Ramban Shiti is not like that. The Ramban Shiti is the Tziotu is a requirement in Kisvei HaKedesh. Now, again, according to the Ramban. Now, the Ramban Shiti is that this is how the Rebbe will explain the Ramban. According to the Ramban, why does Megillah require Tziotu? Because the Mishalem Veme is Kamit Shalteo. Kamit Shalteo. And what is it? Kitirat. Because Midrash says that is the Yosher Chassar. So without the special Zer Sakosu, so it would require Siyotut. But the question is, the Rambam says, I mean, there's the Aloha of Shtayim Kesvin, Sholoshin Kesvin, Sholosh Kesvin, Arbaim Kesvin. So the Aloha is, וזיין הוא חסר התור, הלוך את הזיין, כל קיץ והקדש עם קיץ ונעיסון, אלו בסיר, אפילו קוספון על המיוע, הוא מותר לכתי פשול לשתי בייס, ולו יסיר. יסר על זה עושה. So in other words, כל קיץ והקדש, and still in Mishlei, everything. So why do we need a special posit? Why do we need a special posit? Why do we need a special posit? The answer is, so we have to say, like the Teisves Shikim in Seyton Dapshid Zayin, that as far as the halacha that Kisvei HaKedesh requires siyatut, and even the tzitut of Kisvei HaKedesh requires siyatut, that's only a mitzvah and a nisa. But it doesn't affect the kedusha. Ma she'in kein tiro shebechsar affects the kedusha. It does not, it's not even literally causing the tiro shebechsar without tzitut. So it doesn't even have the kedusha of tiro shebechsar. But it still has the kedusha of Kisvei HaKedesh. So the Mele, here we have to resort to a special posik of the Mishalem Emes to be advised that the Midrash Esther is posik, Likrizbo, because in order to be kosher Likrizbo, it has to have Kedushas Pirush Pachsav. It doesn't have to have Kedushas Pirush Pachsav. The best writing is from Shmuel. Shmuel says, Midla Sester in Tamas Yadayim. So Midla Sester does not have Kedushas Pirush Pachsav. But, so the Ritva says, but Kol Alpe is Loyotzam. Not the Stasis says, that's only Takones Rachomim. That Midrai said, I mean, if the Chiyuv of Mikom Yilin is considered Midrai said, but it's not just the Takones Rachomim. It's not just the Takones Rachomim. So Mimele, so why? Because Midrai says there, in order to be kosher, Likris Bo has to have Dushas Teosh Versav. And without Zirkut, he doesn't have Dushas Teosh Versav. Masheikin, all other Kisvei HaKedesh require Zirkut L'chatchile. But it doesn't affect the Hershia, the Gdushi. It doesn't affect the Hershia. I mean, like Tesis Teretz in Seiki. Like Tesis Teretz in Seiki. Now, but, so, now the question is, so the Rambam says that film doesn't require Sirtut, Mitzat, Tevatz. Why? Because it's Mechup. But then there's another question. So true film doesn't require Sirtut, Mitzat, Tevatz. Because it's mechupe, so it's mufke of Teir Shebechzav. But let it require Sirtu, Lechatchile, and the Rambam's Loshin is, Tfilu, in its Lichin Sirtu, in Lechatchile, why shouldn't it require Sirtu? On the basis of the Aloche, that Lechatchile, all Kisvei HaKedesh, require Sirtu? So, we have to say the same swore of mechupe in regard to the Lechatchile also. Now, according to the Rambam, there are two Aloches of Sirtu. One aloch of Sirtut applies to Teiro Shebechzav. That in other words, the Teiro Shebechzav is not eaten because it is Teiro Shebechzav unless you are Misal. So, in Meile, if Chamisha Chumshi Teiro requires Sirtut, and without Sirtut, they do not have Tushi of Teiro Shebechzav. But, then there is another aloch in Chatchile, so there is a Chiyuv to be Misal. But it does not affect the Dush of Kisvei HaKedesh. So Tfilin doesn't require Sirtut as far as the Kedushe, as far as the Kedushe of Teir Shebechzav, because Tfilin is Mufti of Teir Shebechzav. It's Mechup. But let it require Sirtut and Lechatchile as Kisvei HaKedesh. Tfilin is not Mufti of the Kedushe of Kisvei HaKedesh. So in regard to the Sirtut, Lechatchile, that's also based upon the fact that it's immediately called likris. This is what Ramban says. This is what Ramban says. Vei, efshalim mashe, tfilum zizotim shalim mitlo likris ben, min adin en tzrich esirtut, aber bismato osho osvoi, shal mitlo likris ben, kedi shal yisau ba asitoris, hashitoris, viyor utzkele ben, veasi aloch amish nesinai vitzrich esirtut le mizuze, aber tfilum vidino nenei, vein tzrich esirtut klar. So in other words, so the same sword, but the Rabban mentions it Ligabe Mizuzah as well. Because Mizuzah is not immediately Kohen. But according to the Rambam, Mizuzah is immediately Kohen. Because you can learn from the Mizuzah every day by looking at the Mizuzah as it is posted. So even though we do cover it, we cover it because of COVID. So you can uncover it and learn from it. I mean, there is, so it is immediately Kohen. Masha'inkin Tfilin is Mufke of Limud. So Mele, it's Mufke of Kedushas Teir Shebechzav, and even in respect to the Chiyuv Lechatchile of being Misaltet Kisvei HaKedesh, so it only applies to Kisvei HaKedesh that are immediately Limud. But Kisvei HaKedesh that are not immediately Limud doesn't require it. And the Ramban says that the reason as to why it requires Sirtut is because in order to gear the ksive, so that it should be written, the easier should be written straight. If you're not misalted, so then it's not geared to a straight ksive. To a straight ksive. That's the time. But it's aloche only in Kisvei HaKedesh that is immediately. So there is one difference between the Rambam and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, so the aloche of Sirtut applies to Teiro Shebechzav, not to Kisvei HaKedesh, but to Teiro Shebechzav. But in Kisvi Achede Shitzon in Hatchila, according to the Rambam, according to the Rambam, so it's a loche lechatchile, and it also affects the Kisha of Kisvi Achede, according to the Rambam. Because the Rambam says that the only reason is why we have to resort to aloche lechatchile is Sinai. Otherwise, by Mesuze, because it's not in the Kores. But if it had been in the Kores, so without aloche lechatchile is Sinai, in Mesuze without Tziotut would be possible. So we see that according to the Rambam, so it's aloche in the Kedushe, in other words, that Kisva Kedesh is only nitnui kosik with Tziotut. And if it's not misutet, so it's not nitnui kosik. So first of all, there is a misea, and then it doesn't, since it's nitnui kosik by the Tziotut, so maybe it doesn't even have the Kedushe without Tziotut. It doesn't even have the Kedushe without Tziotut. So, and we see from the Rambam that the halacha of Siyotut is based upon the Kedushin. But both halachas, in other words, Kisvi HaKedesh in general, are nitnui kosei for the Siyotut. And without Siyotut, it's not nitnui kosei. If it's not nitnui kosei without Siyotut, so maybe it's also to write it without Siyotut, and maybe it's not Kodesh, it doesn't have the Kedushin of Kisvi HaKedesh. But he says, so maybe the film doesn't require Siyotut. Doesn't require Siyotut, because since it's not, because the aloche of Siyotut is only, true it's aloche literally because it's only of the Siyotut, but only that part of Kisvei HaKedesh, that portion of Kisvei HaKedesh, that is evidently limud, but the portion of Kisvei HaKedesh that is not evidently limud, doesn't require Siyotut. Doesn't require Siyotut. And for that reason, according to Rambam, we understand this why the Gemara has to resort to a special Zerzakosu that Satan requires it. Why? Because the Ramban says that film doesn't require Siyotut because only that portion of Kisvei HaKedesh that is emidly limud, but we just say that it's not emidly limud. It's emidly mochet, not a limud. It's nichtav, not for limud. Some poly mochet. Some mainly doesn't require Siyotut on the basis of the general thing, but it only requires Siyotut because of his special thing, of course. Because it's special, because now according to the Rambam, you can ask the Kashe, so why do we have to resort to a special Zerzakos? Why do we have to resort to a special Zerzakos? That Megillas Esther requires it. We show you according to the Rambam, so there is no aloche in the Hersha of Kisvei HaKedesh that it requires Siyotut. It's only in Teirah Shebichzav. So without the Zerzakot and the Shalom Emes, I would say that Nicholas Esther is like only Vim Uksuvim. It's not the Hefetz of Teirah Shebichzav. It's only Kisvei HaKedesh. But according to the Ramban, we see that Aloch of Siyotut is the Aloch in Kisvei HaKedesh in general. He says it's the same aloche as by Dalet and Kesri. Because of Kisvei HaKedesh, he didn't see it of Kisvei HaKedesh. say that even though all of Kisvi'akidesh requires Sirtut, even though all of Kisvi'akidesh requires Sirtut, but Midrash Esther, since it's Mikris Igeres, so that is go out of Kisvi'akidesh. So that's why we have to resort that to Tesis Melachas. So we have to say, we have to give the same talents according to the Ramban too, because it's Mikras Igeres. So Mele, if we show him Emesh, the Lame should still himself to come and show him. But then there is another difficulty in this Ramban. Now, according to the Rambam, so the reason is why Midrash Esther requires here to teach because I'm in the Shoteo, like the Yoshi Bersal. But according to the Rambam, it's not Aloche Dak in the Yoshi Bersal. It's Aloche Kisvei HaKedesh. Now, Midrash Esther, so the Hechsher of Midrash Esther, the fitness of Midrash Esther for Kriye, is not grounded in the Kedush of Kisvei HaKedesh. The best writing is from Shmuel. Shmuel says that Midrash Esther is not in Tamei Yadayi. Is not the Tamez Yedai, and still there is a loche that you have to read with the Hatzah. So what does the Ritvon Megillah say? Because even though according to Shmuel it's not Nitnuli Kosei Niteras Kisvei HaKedesh, but it's Nitnuli Kosei Biteras Teirosh Bechzah. So that's all right according to the Rambam. But according to the Rambam, the aloche of Siyotut is not the aloche in Teirosh Bechzah. The aloche of Siyotut is the aloche in Kisvei HaKedesh. And Midrash Esther, true, like we passed not like Shmuel, that Midrash Esther is Mitabes Yedai. But even though we don't pass like Shmuel, and Midrash Esther is Mitabes Yedai, but from Shmuel's memory we can deduce that the thickness of Midrash Esther for Kriye is not grounded in the Kriye of Kisvei HaKedesh. Behold, I according to Shmuel, no Midrash Esther in Kriye of Kisvei HaKedesh. And still, it requires Mitabes Yedai. So even according to the Dam that we passed, that Midrash Esther has Bishas Kisvei HaKedesh, but this is not a prerequisite for its fitness for Kriye. So according to the Rambam, it's because the prerequisite for fitness for Kriye is that he should have Gdusha of Teirosh Bechzav. But according to the Rambam, Shirtut is not based upon the Teirosh Bechzav. Shirtut, the requirement of Shirtut is based upon the Kedusha of Kisvei HaKedesh. So the answer is, according to the Ramban, and that's the Roshna again, the Chulash again, the Dorosh of the Kedusha, anything that is Kodesh, what does it mean Kodesh? Not Teirosh Bechzav, Teirosh Bechzav is not written in Kosev altogether, but anything that is Kedusha's Ksav, so whether Kisvei HaKedesh or Teirosh Bechzav, so requires Shirtut. So it's not grounded dafke in Kedushas Kisvei HaKedesh. It's not grounded dafke in Kedushas Teirosh Bechzav. It's grounded in the fact that it's Kodesh. So in Mele, all of Kisvei HaKedesh requires Yirtut. All of Kisvei HaKedesh requires Yirtut. And if they are not, because they are, Kisvei HaKedesh are literally causing all this Yirtut. And if it's written without Yirtut, it doesn't have Kedushas Kisvei HaKedesh. Now we do assess there, can be kosher in Kriye even without having the Kedusha of Kisvei HaKedesh. But Midrash Esther requires Kedusha of Teirosh Bechzav, the Ramban would relate it. That Midrash Esther requires Teirosh Bechzav, Kedusha of Teirosh Bechzav. So Mimele, even though the Hechsher of Midrash Esther is not grounded in the Kedusha of Kisvei HaKedesh, but the Hechsher of Midrash Esther is grounded in the Kedusha of Teirosh Bechzav. So the Mele in the Midrash Esther is not misoten, it's possibly Kriyas Hamegile, because it doesn't have Kedusha of Teirosh Bechzav. And Sirtut is the Aloche in every Dorosh of Kedusha, whether it's Kedusha of Kisvei HaKedesh or Kedusha of Teirosh Bechzav. So in Mele, according to the Ramban, we have to resort to a special posit of the Rishon Vemes, because Midrash Esther is Mikras Igeres, and the Pshat in Igeres is that Midrash Esther does not have in order to be fit for Kriyas HaMegillah, it does not have to be Chepetz of Kisvei HaKedesh. That's why it's called Igeres. So maybe I could say, since it's mitzvah sigeres es stasis, says Menoches, so it doesn't require seer to be there? So the answer is, the Meshalom Emes, true, it's not grounded, the fitness of Midrash Esther for Kriya, the Rabbi, is not grounded in Tushas Mitzvah Kedesh, because there is a sakosim of Migeres. So Mimele, but it is grounded in the Kedush of Yerushal Echsav. Without Tziyotut, any Dovah Shabit Kedushin, no Dovah Shabit Kedushin is Nitnu Mikosik without Tziyotut, according to Rabbi. Now the Ramban says, that film doesn't require Tziyotut even though Kedush is like, Kedushin Kedush in general do require Tziyotut. But tefillin do not require siyatut because it's mechukri. So the mele, there is no aloha of siyatut. And mizuze, we have to resort to aloha mishim sinai. Because mizuze, too, is not any weakness. Now the question is, what's the pshat in Rambam? He says, without aloha mishim sinai, then mizuze would be analogous to tefillin. Just that tefillin doesn't require siyatut because it's not any weakness. So mizuzah wouldn't require siyatut even, but there is a special halacha mishim sinai. But what's the pshat in the halacha mishim sinai that mizuzah tzricha siyatut? Is the pshat in the halacha mishim sinai? It's a special requirement that mizuzah tzricha siyatut. It's not based upon the general requirement of kisvei hakedesh requiring siyatut. Because as far as the general requirement is concerned, so that only. That is only Shaya, that only applies to a Kisvei HaKedush that is a Emilu Limut. But Mizuzah is not a Emilu Limut. Just as Tefillin is not a Emilu Limut. But it's a new requirement. It's a new halacha. Or, this halacha l'mishim Sinai tells us that even though without halacha l'mishim Sinai, I would say that Mizuzah, he does not require siyatut because mizuzah is not a legal limud. But now that halacha mishim Sinai tells us that it requires siyatut, so the pshat in halacha mishim Sinai is because mizuzah is a legal limud. Is a legal mizuzah. Why is mizuzah a legal limud? Because mizuzah. How did we say about the Rambam? Mizuzah is nivdekes. I mean, so mizuzah is nivdekes pamayim bishavua. So maybe it is a legal limud. But without Aloha Mishim Sinai, I would say that Mizuzah is like Tefillin. But since there is Aloha Mishim Sinai, so the Aloha Mishim Sinai tells us not a new Aloha of Siyatut by Mizuzah that is completely independent of the general requirement of Siyatut. No, the Aloha Mishim Sinai tells us that Mizuzah also comes within the requirement of Siyatut by all Kisvei HaKedush. Because Mizuzah, even though it's not, we're not accustomed to learn from the mizuzah every day the way we are accustomed to learn from the Sefer of Kisvei HaKedush, but it's a little limud because it requires the key. So it seems that there are two lishenes in the Ram. In the Ram, on that. Now, the Ram in the second pair of Kateres and Yom, that is, if you have the same, so it's Dafei Yom Beis, and the Vihilcha say, Mizuzet Tzricho Siyotot, Tfilin Lein Tzricho Siyotot, Veyefshea Vahayu Taime, Vifisha Mizuzo Nivdekes, Parmachas Bishavua, Vah Tfilin, Vitech Shem Mishmorin, Eim Yivdokin, Elo Parmachas Biyeh, where did he make it that? I mean, the only Parmachas Biyeh, all right, I don't know. But he says, "V'atvim mitir shemishmorin dokin l'parach b'yed." And he says, "Mizuzah mitiches pamachad b'shavua." Here the girl says, "Pamayim b'shavua." He says, "Pamachad b'shavua." All right. So then he says, "Ulpichochin tzrichin tzavam yusha kokach u'mishmochin shemishmorin." So the Ram says, "The reason is why atvim does it because and mizuzah does requires it because." Mizuzah is not immediately chorus, I mean, Tefillin is not immediately chorus cloud, but Mizuzah, at certain intervals, is immediately chorus. So in Mele, Mizuzah requires Siyatut, Tefillin doesn't require Siyatut. Tefillin doesn't require Siyatut. So he says, V'efsha. What is the V'efsha? In other words, and then, and what is the V'efsha? So then in the end, he mentions the Ramban, and he says, the Raymond, Kol Kitzvahkei Eskrichen Siyah. The Ramban, like Ramban. Bicholashim. So then the question arises, if there is a general requirement in all Kitzvah HaKedesh that it requires Siyatun, and in other words, all Kitzvah HaKedesh are only mutually kosev al Siyatun. But Shalim al Siyatun are not mutually kosev, so maybe it doesn't even have the douche of Kitzvah HaKedesh. So he asks, why was it necessary to have a special halacha in Sinai that Mitzvah requires Siyatun? So he says the same thing like Ramban, and still at the beginning, so he follows the sheet of the Ramban. And in the beginning, the Ram says, V'efshad ha'ayin ta'imel, l'shif ha'am suzan u'dekes, pa'machas b'shokua, v'atvim u'tech shen ishmor, inay nidlokin o pa'machas b'yevu, u'fichon yitzrich iksav ha'dusha kolkach. So in other words, he has two alternatives. As to the reason, as to why, mizuzah requires it. One alternative is, it's a special halacha Mishim Sinai. In other words, so according to that alternative, it has nothing to do with the general requirement of Kitzvah HaKedesh requiring Siyatun. Because here, that requirement applies only to something that is literally limud, literally kriya. Masheikin, Tfilin, and Mizuzah are equally not literally kriya. Even though it's Nivdekes, Kamayim Mishavah. But it's a special requirement. It's a new halacha. And the other alternative is true indeed. Without halacha Mishim Sinai, I would say that mezuzah and tefillin are the same. But the halacha Mishim Sinai tells us no. There is a fundamental distinction between tefillin and mezuzah. Tefillin al bedin is not immediately koisbeh, really. Because it has to be mechupeh. Mezuzah does not have to be mechupeh. A Jew could learn from the mezuzah every day if he wants. So, and furthermore, he is mechuyev to be beinik a minimum of pamayim b'shavua. So, Meile the Aruch Lameshi Sinai tells us that mezuzah it comes within the general requirement of Siyatun. So, there are two alternatives in the Ram as to what the pshat in the Aruch Lameshi Sinai is. One alternative is that the pshat aloch l'mishim Sinai is that mizuzah requires siyatun because of a special aloche. It has nothing to do with the requirement of siyatun in Kitzvah HaKedesh in general. And the other alternative is, no, it's not a special aloche. The aloch l'mishim Sinai tells us that mizuzah is unlike tefillin. So in any way, mizuzah is like Sivat Torah and like all Kitzvah HaKedesh. Like all. Now, we raise the question as to why Tesis here at the beginning, Rabbi Tam says, the tefillin before Yisrael, the Lord Hashem to be Shishon. Our race is here to Tachas, the Mike, because it's Tachto, Kamashitin. So he just mentions here to Tachto, the Mike, and then at the end, he mentions Dalit Sotutin. And Tesis himself mentions Dalit Sotutin even in connection with Shtar Ketzvin, Sholishin Ketzvin, Sholish Ketzvin, Alpine Ketzvin. Now, we saw the Tesis in Seite has a sotik. Tesis in Seite has a sotik. If the Siyatut was not after the Ksivin, whether it's kosher or not. So, as far as the Hezlechatchil is concerned, so Tesis says this is a proportion that Lechatchil has to make the Siyatut before the Ksivin. But the shaila is whether the siyatut la'achad iksive, if the siyatut is done la'achad iksive, whether it rectifies or it remains possible. What's the shaila? What's the subject? Tesis is the subject. Taylor and Sons. Mir wir dann, im Sir de Taysov, in Sito, leach achsive, aber gab dem Stas achsive, kosa di Isure, i am dilo ksheiro beochelu. Na, Taysves, Shiteis, Taysves, Shiteis, or at this am damshi. Or, I mean, but Taysves, Shiteis, that they are two alohes, by Mizuze, so Taysves first wash in Satan, that by Mizuze, without Sir to this post, and by Satan it's possible. But by Oath of Kisva Kedesh and the Institute of Kisva Kedesh, supposedly it is not. But Lechatchile, you're not allowed to write it. Lechatchile not allowed, but possibly it is. And as far as Lechatchile is concerned, so Teis Shike in Seite is that you must write the Siotut before the Ksive of the Parsha, of the Isis. But the Ebe, the Ezison. What's the subject? Now, the subject obviously is whether the requirement of Siotut is a requirement in the Ksive, in the Maisa Ksive. In other words, that Kisve HaKedesh is not literally Kosei without Siotut, or it's a requirement not in the Ksive, in the literally Kosei. It's a requirement in the Tzure of Kisve HaKedesh. Kisve HaKedesh has to have a certain Tzure. One of the features of the Tzure of Kisve HaKedesh is Siotut. If we say that the requirement of Siotut is a Alochem de Ksive, that it's literally Kosei for the Siotut, so naturally, you cannot rectify by being misalkei after you wrote the mezuzah. If it's a halacha in the ksive, that it's not literally kosev without siotut. So the mele, it follows, first you have to be misalkei, and then you write the ACS. Not that you write the whole yiriyeh, and then you are misalkei. Then you're not misalkei. Or, maybe the requirement of siotut is not a requirement in the ksive, that it's literally kosev only al siotut. It's a requirement in the tzura of Kisve HaKedesh. Kisve HaKedesh has to have a certain tzura. So one of the features of the tzura of Kisve HaKedesh is that it's misur. That's misur. So in Meile, that's the song. So now the Chumis Hagini. The Chumis Hagini, the Bis Yosef mentions it, but the Chumis Hagini Mangitli mentions it in the name of the Gedi, and our Gemara. Shal Rav Nachshon bar Berechya mi Rabbi Nohai Zal. V'heish. So that's Rabbi Nohai going stupid. So I mean, I don't have to go over the whole thing. So it's a Vanan. Kochazin und Gedim Zal. Mi Yehime de Rabbonon Svoroi. Dikasve lechol asrapse pshute vidiaske. That means all kinds of documents. Nichris Rishus is called the Ask. Okay. Vikasve and many legal documents have psuke. So Vikasve psuke kimeshe umisabti. So we took notice the various documents that were executed by Chachomim from the days of the Rabbanan Svaroi. And we saw their documents, their handwriting, their manuscripts. And we saw that whenever they cited psukim, when these documents cited psukim umisardetim or minagdim, either that there was siotut or there were nikudis. What does nikudis mean? Nikudis is like quotation marks. But, so in other words, it's like quotation marks. But actually nikudis means, when you put just two nikudis. When you put two nikudis like this. So in other words, some of the gaming with Rabbanan Svaroi, instead of being misalted on top or at the bottom, so they wrote Nikudes. So let's say they wanted to write, I'll just write one word, that is all right, Breishis. Suppose they wanted to write Breishis, So they would write, I mean, the pasuk, and then like this. Tuli kudesia, tuli kudesia. So it's like quotation marks. So it doesn't mean it's a special halacha, you have to write the kudes. So either they were misate or they wrote the kudes. And then the Bais Yosef mentions a shite that the kudes is good, and he rejects it. The kudes is not good, you have to be misate. It all depends. The Ramban says that the purpose of Siyotot, and the Ramban says that the Ramban adapts the shita of Rashi, that Siyotot is a requirement of Kol Shita Vishita, in Sefer Torah, in everything. But fear not, because it's Bechupi. So the purpose is, because Shal Yod V'Nakir, in order that the Isiyah should be written straight, not that that they should get off on a tangent, they shouldn't be straight. So in other words, so that's the purpose of Siyotot, that they should be written straight. Now, so if you are misaltate on top, let's say, if you are misaltate on top, so then you gear yourself. If you are misaltate on top, so then you gear yourself to a certain pattern of straight writing. But if you write with goodness, you don't gear yourself to a pattern of straight writing. So the melee, according to the Ramban, many Rishonim mention that the purpose of Siyotot in Kisud HaKedesh is Shalyogot Benakir. In other words, Shalyisar Ba'Asias, that you should write straight. So, maybe you have to be misaltate, but Mitudes will not gear you to straight writing. Only Siyotot will gear you to straight writing. You see, Rishonim mention Siyotot Anta, but it seems to me, I mean, and then I saw, come on daily, when they cited Pesukim, so instead of writing the line on top, they wrote the line on the back, at the bottom. Because it doesn't make any difference, even though the Rishonim mentioned the line on top, if the purpose is to gear yourself to straight writing, so you can gear yourself to straight writing in two ways. Either by writing the line on top, or by writing at the bottom. I mean, for some, you will gear yourself more to straight writing if you write a line at the bottom, rather than on top, and some. But anyway, so it should either way it should be. But the Ramban says that the purpose of Siyotot is to gear yourself to straight writing. So it means, according to the Ramban, it's neatly kosher that way. In other words, it is neatly kosher all this Siyotot, so that you should be geared to speak writing. That's how I ask the question. Suppose he doesn't write any lines. He's not misaltate, but he'll constantly use a ruler. So then he'll gear himself to speak writing even more. If he constantly puts a ruler, and then he starts writing under ruler. So that you will not fulfill the requirement of Siyotot. Why? Because since it's halacha, the time is that you should write in a straight way. But, so that's the time. So mimele, something that is not neatly limud, l'chiyo. So that chiyuv. And that chiyuv doesn't, that requirement doesn't take effect. But it's a halacha that it's neatly, according to Ramban, it's neatly kosev on this Siyotot. So mimele, you have to gear yourself into straight writing in the ksive itself. In other words, if you give itself to straight writing through an external sibe, not an intrinsic, and an intrinsic sibe in the parchment, so then it's not neatly kosher that way. In other words, it's neatly kosher in such a way that you are internally, you are forced by a certain condition in the parchment, in the paper, to write straight. That's the way it's neatly kosher. So you cannot fulfill, suppose someone is a big expert and he doesn't need anything, he doesn't need any lights, he doesn't need any ruler, he can write straight without any deviation. But he still, it's not neatly kosher that way. In other words, so it's not just a mitzvah to write straight. It's neatly kosher in such a way that there is an internal, an intrinsic sibe in the parchment, in the paper, that you intrinsically gear yourself to straight writing. So that's why you have to be misaltate. It's neatly kosher that way. So the Melech, according to the Ramban, of course, if you wrote let's say the mezuzah, without zirah, and then you'll be misalti. It's not literally causing any other way. So in Mele, it is possible. But according to the Gemi, who use either to be misalti or to be menakit. So the purpose is not to write straight, because how could Nikudes gear one to straight writing? Nikudes, I mean, what does Nikudes do just because he writes to Nikudes? So according to the Gemi, who say that Tziltut is good and Nikudes is good, so according to them, it's a halacha in the Tzur of Kitzvei Akidesh. In other words, Kitzvei Akidesh must be earmarked, must have a special Tzur. It must be Nikia that you are writing Kitzvei Akidesh, you're not writing the Mechel. In Mitei Chaksav it must be. So it must be used as a Hekia. As a matter of fact, if there hadn't been a universal practice for people today to use quotation marks, so then according to the Gemi, quotation marks would be just as good as the Kudes, but the difference is made whether you have two dots like this or you have quotation marks on top or on the bottom. So maybe according to the Gemi, so Tziltut or Kudes are the same. In other words, so it's not for the purpose of viewing the cases to straight lighting, but it's for the purpose of making a hekel. So it's a halacha in the Tzur of Kislev. Kislev Kiddush has to have a hekel. So if there hadn't been the universal practice, you know, to use quotation marks, so then quotation marks would also be just as good. But since everybody uses quotation marks whenever he quotes something, even if he quotes Divrei, so he uses quotation marks. He uses quotation marks. So the Mele, so if somebody quotes Lashon Hara and he will pay, he also uses quotation marks. So the Mele, it could not be used as a heker for Divrei Kodesh. But if there hadn't been a universal practice to use quotation marks, so then according to the Gemi, quotation marks would be like the Kodesh. But now it cannot be used as a heker for Divrei Kodesh, because quotation marks are used for any kind of quotation. For any kind of quotation. So anyway, so if it's aloche, so according to the Gemi, it's a aloche in the Tzur of Kitzvei Akidesh. That's the Sofik in Tesis. That's the Sofik in Tesis. Whether he has Tesis as a Sofik, suppose Yamisarte, let's say the Mizuzah, After you wrote the mezuzah, whether it's good or not. So lechatchila is certainly not right. Because the deal of lechatchila being misaltit according to the seite, that is base, that has the purpose, shaliyos, menakele, is the Ramban says. So, but there is another halacha in mezuzah, and it was said that it has to have tziltut, otherwise it's possible. So the Sofik in Tesis is that other halacha of Tziltut. Is it a requirement in the Ksive or in the Nikli Kosei, as the Ramban says, or it's a requirement in the Tzur? It's a requirement, so, and according to the Gemi that the Rabbi Boy mentions, so it's a requirement in the Tzur. It's a requirement. Now we can understand why Tesis, this variance in Tesis. At first, Tesis says, "Vitfil liboy Tziltut al kol shito shito mishit." Avoy shito tachas l'mayo, v'chisik tachas chamishit. And then Tesis says, "Milmayo l'mato mitzvot." Apparently, in all Kitzvei Akedesh, there are two requirements of Tziltut. One requirement of Tziltut is in order shel yoretz v'nakirei, and Rishonim say. Now, if we say it in Rabbi Tamtu, Shitachas Lemayo. So much, if the purpose is, most Rishonim assume that the purpose of Tziltut is Shoyoros Benakira, in order that he should write straight. So then he should misalt it every Shoyor. So they say, the Miri says it, and the Rosh says it, they say that if you are misalted Lemayo, you start writing straight, so then you are already geared. It's already easier to write straight all the lines. Because you write one line, the first line you write straight. And then, so you're already geared, you write the second line beneath the first, and the third beneath the second. So in other words, by writing one Tziltut L'mayo, you are in effect gear yourself. to straight driving for the whole sheep, for the whole year, for the whole year. So, well, we must say that, because Echavetam, the Shemim say that according to Echavetam, the purpose of Siyatut is to write straight. But the Ramban says that Kisakini should buy a Siyatut for Shurim Shurim, because if you don't, if you're not misabit every Shurim, then you're not so geared to straight driving. But Ramban says no, as long as you write the first Shurim. So the first Shurim, if you're misabit the first Shurim, so the first Shurim is geared to straight driving, and then so the second shiur and the third and the fourth is also geared because you write the second beneath the Torah first and you follow the same line. And if it's not misunderstood at all, so then you could write like this too, you know. But if you are misout it on top, so then that gears you to all the shiurahs, that all the shiurahs should be written straight. Should be written straight. So that's the reason, apparently, according to Ramatan. So there are two halachas in Siyatut. One is shel yored v'nakir. So as far as this is concerned, so you only have to be mishalti tachas l'mayim. That's all. But then there is another requirement of Siyatut. That's in halacha. Another requirement in Siyatut is in the tzure. Is a requirement in the tzure of kisvei hakedesh. Kisvei hakedesh must have a heker. It must have certain earmarks. Anyone who looks at it will know this is Kisvei HaKedesh, this is not a portion of Yibach Eil, it's a portion of Kisvei HaKedesh. So in Mele, in order that it should have the Tzura of Kisvei HaKedesh, so it must be resorted on all four sides. So what's not to mean it? So that means, so then it will follow that the so why the stasis mention, why the stasis mention first Sir Tachas Namayim? And then at the end he says, the answer is this. There are two requirements of Siyatut. One requirement of Siyatut is a requirement of the Nitnu Nikosi. So, and what's the purpose of the Nitnu Nikosi, all the Siyatut, in order to gear yourself to straight line? So if you have started the Milos, you already gear yourself to straight line. But then there is another requirement of Siyatut. That is a requirement in the Tzura of Kisvei HaKedesh. As far as this requirement, in the Tzura of Kisvei HaKedesh, it has to be earmarked as distinguishable from any other written portion. So it must have, it must be earmarked by having four Siyatutim on the sheet, on all the four sides. Four Siyatutim on all the four sides. So Mele, the Siyatut Lemailo, you are mechuyev to write it before you write it. You write the psukim. But the Siyatut on all the four sides, that you can do later on. That's only in the Tzure. That's only in the Tzure. So, first the Tesra says, the requirement that you have to be misaltic before writing in the Nitnu Nikosi, so he only mentions the Milo. But then he mentions the Yeliyo Shem Yoseyeles Psuo. So he says, even if he has the Milo, but if he doesn't have the three Siyatutim, Lemato, Nazdodim, so then it still does not have the Tzura of Kisvei HaKedesh. So you have to put it in, but the other three Siyatutim you can put in later after writing. The Siyatut Lemailo you have to put in before that.
Now, I'd like to go over this in more time.
Omar Akhizde, Leilom al Yatir Odom, Ibo Yisiro of Silvesi, Shari Kereget Bihivo Ibo Leo Bairo in Yisiro of Yisiro Kamo Vibovis in Yisroel. Omar Abhudo Marav Kalamadu in Yisiro of Silvesi, Yisiro of Bobi Shalit Sholish Averis, La Rayas Yish Chuzomim de Chirushas. Omar, how is it? To La Rayas Kishimagia, Zman Filoso, Bei Sine, Bei Yirei Olima, Lui Tavonti, and if he acts, you know, in a good way towards his wife, so sometimes in the nichshu in the isar of me, shamshas in ido shlichus domi ki hoche, as it happened in the legish b'givu, oy ponim shiberachas mipono, v'nifeles biachas apchosi, oy b'gesher, v'chil shabos, v'yomim shemadlekes neir, oy mibasheles mishachasheicho, mipnei mosei, v'hu el miyedeya. Omer Rabbe Bachonu, od Amar Rabbonon, שלושה דברים צורך הדומים אבא סירבי סירב שבס נחשיך וסרתם ורבתם על ברכס הנה So ich remain of the Hussein, you should say it mildly. Gehege will kabun. Now. So ich habe mir gesagt, hey, Mama, wie ist sie in die Kollege, die Gibor Shabbos? Der Achkos hat die Mama, wie ist die Reise, die Hashem? Wie Gimu hoi und Kollege, die Gibor? Und hoch, wie hoch, wie man nachher, because that's an ancient connection with Rabchanina und Gamliel. Ihr hat den, Pierre, die Kultres, wo man hat sie jetzt. Wie mir, aber ich möchte Pierre, die Kultres, wo man blicken, die Frau Hossom, wo gute Kashi, andere, die Mchashecho, ihr hat den. Hossom, die Mchashecho, loi, so you cannot be married. You cannot make an Ere. Bin Ashmoshes. Wo der Tonne sagt, ich hasche ich immer. Der Typ bin Ashmoshes, ich kann es erlaufen, er hat. Und ich kann mir mit Rumi. Wer die Kuntre ist, der Reich, er wäre mit Rumi. So, er ruft mit Rumi, ist mir Homo. So, bin Ashmoshes, ich kann es immer. Wo der Rumi hat sie immer, sie kennt die Nare, Iwe, bin Ashmoshes. Der Kind, der Schrach. Heim, ich bin mir mit Rumi machen und weh, ich bin ich los machen, na Post. Ich habe jetzt, nimm Kehle. Ich habe mich nicht mehr, 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 aber die Trümmen immer loch. Wart. Omer Abash, anor ich schmier li hode rabbe bachone, wie ki jamte miswo. And I was mekain mit miswo. Omer Ababuye leimo mal gati lodom, imo yisego bisher beise. Shai lodom godu, ikle imo yisego bisher beise, vechelu dobo godu. Umanu rab chamine vgamriya. Echelu sal kedai toch, hash di bentem shol tzadikin akush bofu min takoa on yodom, tzadikim atzmanu ikhushim. Elo, that was Rav Chanina Gamliel. El big shu achilu in Gamliel. Umay niu ilu nacha. Why? Because he was too strict. So, they were making, it was big shu achilu. But because he was a tzaddik, so he was spared of that mir. Now, hashti behem shu tzaddik. Eimer abe tam do itoich, elo da be mide de achil. Dignayu li tzaddik sheikhu dvaris. Ulochel itoich, da be rabbi shmoyel shekor vihito. Before the coming of Shabbos. In other words, that this cloud that behemtosh of him, behemtosh of tzaddiki, certainly tzaddiki, so like we've gone with the Kohen at the end, applies only to Yidom HaRosem, Achil, but not to other rabbis. The reality is that one of the Tanoim, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, so he's called Yidom, he was mother of Shabbos. He did him Moche B'Shabbos, B'Shabbos, B'Shedi, but he certainly was a tzaddiki. So we see that there is no such aptoche, that the tzaddik is never nirsha in aver b'sheik. Tzaddik could also be nirsha, but it's only in regard to mide d'achil. Why is mide d'achil more humble in this respect? Because mide d'achil is the other issue, so there is no shemisa al-chepze. So there is no shemisa al-chepze. So in the melee, even tzaddikim can be nirsha in aver b'sheik, no matter how great aver is. But Mashainke needed a chile, so it's the veil of the chef says the veil. And Ramban says that Ach Machal Sasuras is becoming the Saleb. But it has a shemisa. So the veil, so why does it have a shemisa? Because it's becoming the Saleb. So that's why the Torah itself conferred the shemisa. So the veil, the takol is a greater takol. Because other Averes, they do not have Shemisea and the Hefze. So if it be Shemik, so Shemik does not negate the Avera completely, but it reduces the Avera to a minimum. So normally it's not such a great Akole. But if it is Shemisea and Zintantum Saleh, so even though it be Shemik, the Akole is a great Akole. So normally, in Akolish Bochum, it is Akole. Then he mentions a Raya, you got Yehuda ben Tabai, Shehora Gizem. Yehuda ben Tabai, Shehora Gizem. Now, does anyone have here in Yisachis Makis? Okay, Now the halacha is Gabi Zenimi, in the Rigim Zenimi Nerogi, in the Zenimi Nerogi, in the Zenimi Nerogi, actually, you zoom a cool. That's the hour. In the Zenimi Nerogi, actually, you zoom a cool. So even if you have 100 evidence testifying together against someone, and then 99 are missing, one aid out of the cut of the 100 is not missing, so even the 99 one missing, you can't beat out the English of Kasher Zaki. That's how it goes across. So the Gemara mentions the market that they are raised, Omer Abin and Tabak, Erev in the Homo in the Rakti, Zayn, and Leitz in the Libra Shots looking. So the Bukhidan Tabai said that he meted out an English Kazome against the Nizemi, even against the Nizemi, even though they were a few Aidim who were not missing. He did it. Omale, Shimon ben Shetach, Erev in the Homo, in Loishapachto Damok, Shari Omu Hachomi, in the Nizemi Nirogim at Shinzimu Shnei, the Nirogim at Shinzimu Shnei. מיד קיבלו לו כרבית בן טבעי שנימי ראירוי על מפנשים ומשבח. וכל יום אופשר כרבית בן טבעי הוא משתת החלקית של ישראלי, והוא יוקר למשמע, וחסבור עם אומרים הכירי של הורגו, אום של הורגו, אום הכירי של ניהו, תדעו למוח הרומי סנקיר למשמע. אומר רבה חברי דבר ורבה שהביאו, ודילי כל מה דיין, אני בלי זה. So in other words, so יהוד בן טבעי הוא זניח, יהוד בן טבעי, the halacha is that you cannot meet out with Eishah Zomei unless all the Eidim are missing. And there was a case where some of the Eidim were not missing. So Yehuda ben Tabai was Manish, those who were missing. So Shimon ben Shotach said, he had him executed. So Shimon ben Shotach said, Erev in the Homo in Yishapachto Dam Noki. So Yehuda ben Tabai was Mikabu Chubin, and he constantly was Mishtateach on the caver of that person. I mean, he was not a nice person, because the avere of any sheker he did, but had since al din there is aloche in the zim yirong ashe zim kulon, so that means he was shaped by the so this is, now the kashi is, Yud ben Tabai was certainly tzadik, how is it that he was nichshu? So that's a raya that he can be nichshu, he needed a lavache. I mean, this is very strange. The chob aploche is, in keeping connection, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha Shikor Amihito, right? So, since he didn't be shaking, so the Takomi is not so great, he didn't be shaking. So, it's not as great as a Nichshu of reading Chazal, or of reading Ibn Achai, or reading the Beirat Rebbe. But could anyone say that the Nichshu of reading the Shaking Chazal is less of a Nichshu than killing a human being? It's inconceivable. We understand the distinction between Macholas Asuras and others. Because not that Macholas Asuras are more homo than Asuras. Chil Shabbos is much more homo than Macholas Asuras. But Chil Shabbos B'Sheidik is not as much of a takola as eating the Beirut. Because the Beirut B'Sheidik is mitam de Mzalev. It has the Shem the Beirut. Chil Shabbos B'Sheidik is not mitam de Mzalev. Alright, it's not Beirut. But Aveira is reduced to a minimum.